You trying to deafen Anne? She's over there like, oh my God, turn that down.
Well, she has the same headphone jack that I do, so she has to listen to it at the level that I listen
and
to.
And you're deaf, right?
I'm not deaf, no.
Kevin, oddly hello!
Oddly enough, I get my ears checked a lot because I'm afraid of that.
No,
I've been to a lot of concerts, and I've stood in front of those massive stacks in the front.
And you have pretty good hearing still?
Yes.
Wow, well done. I do too.
Weird.
I have insanely good hearing. My sister is like... thick hearing. She can pick out conversations across the room and hear what
they're
saying.
Same with one of my daughters.
Really?
She hates it.
Yeah, that would be really kind of obnoxious. Annoying.
There's people like chewing in another room driving crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks. I'd rather be deaf.
Okay, I can
arrange
that.
Than that. How are you?
Fine, fabulous. How are you, sir?
Fine, fabulous.
Nice.
It's one of your days, although it started as one of your days, but now it's a little sunnier.
Yeah, boo. But yeah, it was nice and cloudy and cold and windy.
Yeah, it's like in the 50s. It's not it's not fit for humanity.
Here we are in L.A., and I love it, talking about, oh, it's so cold, it's 50.
Listen, it's 50. It's cold to me.
It's freezing. Allie posted a day, it was like 65 there, and she's like, it's so warm and balmy in Maine.
Depends on your...
Yeah.
It depends on how you frame that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we? You have a celebrity's name.
No, I don't.
Or you have a name like Karen, for example, that has become something else.
Sure, right.
That would suck.
Oh, yeah. We had someone named, their husband was named Michael Jackson, right?
Right, yes. And we were like, what?
Find that video, yeah.
So you have a celebrity's name.
Grogu over there. Hi, Grogu.
Hank the Tank, I don't know if you've heard about him. He's a giant black bear.
Yeah, he's awesome.
500 pounds.
He's scary and awesome.
Doesn't care about humans, doesn't care about humans' possessions, cares about food.
Yep, he's going into your cabin there in, what is it, Lake Tahoe?
Lake Tahoe, yes. Right? Yeah. And he's breaking into homes, and they can't stop him, and he's just eating food and leaving.
Ain't no stopping Hank the Tank.
I don't think there have been any human beings hurt.
Hank's cool, man. He's chill, you know.
Although I would assume
smoke out, and then he goes and raids houses.
You know, we're talking about idiots taking selfies with
moose in Alaska.
Yeah. I imagine if you see a bear, you're not. That's not.
I hope not. Mm-mm. But yeah, I mean, people do the dumbest things. So.
Well, sure, of course. Yeah. But a bear in your house, a 500-pound. It's the size of a car. It's crazy.
There's an Audi in the front room. An Audi, whatever.
Audi.
Yeah, those things.
Yes. So we're going to talk about a wild animal broke into your house.
All right.
We'll take those calls.
Okay.
We're going to discuss, as only we can, Russia and Ukraine.
You know, I think, is there any way we can speak to someone in the government over there and the former USSR? I believe we can solve their problems and shut it down.
I mean, we can try.
Okay.
I am not a fan of calling foreign leaders.
Presidents in particular.
As it can lead to legal issues that aren't enjoyable.
Well, I haven't had that problem yet, so let's dive in and do it. I don't care. I still don't care.
I've had that problem. And people who back into parking spaces and make people wait for them are the worst.
Yeah, I think we have a difference of opinion on this one, actually. Yeah, which is unusual for us. Yes, I believe. We'll have to talk about that soon.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Why are you bad?
I'm an evil man.
Anyone that's not me is bad. That's how I read the world.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's true. Anyone who gets in the way is the worst person ever, but occasionally. Like, all right.
At what point are you, Mr. Patient? All right, we'll get into it. Plus, we have tickets for Paul McCartney to give away as well.
That's right.
At SoFi. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
How many weed shops are named Purple Haze and smoke shops?
Probably all.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. An exceptionally large bear has broken into at least 28 homes in California since July. It's up near Tahoe.
Mm-hmm. He's a cutie. I it's weird for me to say those words, but have you seen the pictures of him?
Of course.
He's cute.
I mean, he's 500. He's a monster.
He's massive. You've seen big black bears, but not like this one.
No, he could hit the treadmill. Wouldn't hurt him to hit the treadmill a bit. Lose a few LBs, maybe. But he's breaking into people's houses and stealing food.
Yep, who's going to stop him? He can push through any door.
Well, officials are going to try. Let's listen to this news audio, and then I'll tell you the ways they have tried to stop him.
Okay.
They call him Hank the Tank. This 500-pound black bear is known for breaking into dozens of homes in South Lake Tahoe and eating people's food.
This is what we call a severely habituated bear.
Oh, severely habituated. That's people sitting in the forest coming up with...
Let's come up with an important name for he's not afraid of humans.
Severely habituated bear.
I mean, this bear has lost all fear of people, and it is associating people with food and food sources.
Mm-hmm. food.
Well, of course.
Delicious.
And people have bad food. So
I mean, he hasn't eaten anybody yet or taken a swipe at him.
I don't think there's been a single injury.
Yeah. So leave Hank alone. Let him come
Although
on in.
Although he is destroying houses.
Yeah, really.
There's one where he broke down the back gate to get to a smallish window that you wouldn't think he would fit through.
Oh, God.
And he snuck through that window and there was like glass everywhere.
Oh, I want to see the video of his big mess. Fat ass going through that window.
Like stuck halfway in and halfway out.
That's awesome. Oh, poor baby.
Check out this social media post from the South Lake Tahoe Police Department on Friday. It says Hank broke into a secured home, managing to squeeze inside through a small window. Officers banging on the outside of the home until Hank popped out a back door.
All right. Hold up. So, so what do you do if you show up and you're a police officer? There's a 500-pound bear.
I mean, you probably can't shoot him, right?
No.
You're not allowed to shoot him.
I don't think so.
And
so they just
dart
pound
him if
on
you
the
can
outside of the
to
house.
To scare him out.
Hoping that he'll mean something to Hank.
I hate that sound.
But
I'm out.
If Hank has food,
yeah.
Hank's not going to care about pounding on the wall,
no,
but
he's
apparently
not.
It worked. Listen.
The post says officers stayed in the area to make sure he left without damaging other houses.
Anytime you have a 500-pound wild animal breaking into people's homes while they're there is a... It's a potential danger to the public, certainly. Thankfully, nobody's been hurt, and but it's not a good situation.
He's not going into the houses to attack and eat people. He's going into the houses to raid the refrigerators. But, like I said, a large bear rumbling around in a house with people in there could end up bad for the people.
Hold up.
Or her bird.
Her bird is annoying, first of all.
Second
of all, it says her name, and then it says Bear League.
Bear League?
What does that mean?
It means South Tahoe, there's not much to do. If you're not going to go gambling, you're going to join the
Bear League. Is it made up
bear
of bears
league.
Or people who love bears? Like,
yes.
What?
Bear this is a very different conversation now.
Yes, it is.
Both the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and Bear League agree Hank needs to be taken off the streets, but how that'll happen, not clear.
All right, so far they've tried paintballs.
Paintballs? Why would he care about
that?
That
does hurt.
Hurts. Yeah, okay.
Like
it will
leave a huge
welt
on a human
beanbag.
500-pound bear.
Yeah.
So they tried that. They tried beanbags.
Oh, they have. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They tried sirens. Didn't care.
So
Hank's lot. Whatever.
Yeah. I got my iPod on. I'm good.
And they've tried tasers.
Go up and taser a
bear. Yes.
Wow.
Didn't care. Doesn't care.
Go ahead, tase me, bro.
Anne had the best idea. What should people start stocking in their homes in South Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, Anne, what do you think?
Vegetables, chicken.
Salads.
Boring
salads.
Stuff. Boring food.
Well, something to get him to be a little more healthy.
Oh, I see. Lose
so
a little weight.
Fit through other windows.
Right. Eddie Spaghetti out on his own. Edward Vedward, that is Brother the Cloud. New KLOS music for you.
Eddie Spaghetti.
Eddie Spaghetti.
You said. We've been having a conversation in the studio for a long time, and that's about people who back into the parking
beep,
space.
Beep, beep, beep. Yes.
And how annoying that is.
You're talking about when you're parallel parking.
No. Talking about backing into parking spaces.
Oh, like at a regular parking lot.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, those people.
Like a grocery store or something like that.
Why do you got to park that way?
Right.
You can take off real quick after you've robbed the store.
I mean, unless that's why you're doing it.
Then it's fine, right?
But here's my whole thing. Mm-hmm. I park a backwards at home.
Okay.
No one's waiting on me.
Right.
If one person's waiting on me, you just pull in.
Right.
Don't back into a spot.
That's very thoughtful of you. Of course.
No, 100%. My rule has always been just stay out of the effing way.
Yes. Get out of everyone's way. I
there
go out of my way.
There are other people in the city.
Yep.
Stay out of their way.
I go out of my way. Now, as far as parallel parking is concerned, people get really upset when someone is trying to back into a space. You know, if it takes 18 times, I start getting pissed off.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you know you're bad at it,
right.
Go ahead and drive on past and look for another spot.
Got to agree with that.
Because some people do the 30-point
parallel
parking.
But you know, if they do like within three, I'm okay with that. But people lose their minds.
There's a Whole Foods right by my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's parking on the street. And it's all...
Sure.
It's all that.
Yeah.
And so people don't know how to parallel park, so they pull in straight.
Ugh.
And then they have to back up, and then they try to go forward again, and then they back up, and it just can take... You just finally give up and go around them in the other lane.
You have to.
Because it takes forever.
Right.
But if you know you're bad at it, don't do that.
Now, you're talking about in parking lots when people, for whatever reason...
In a grocery store, any place where there's anyone waiting on you.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if that's the only spot you can find, and you have to parallel park...
then we'll allow it.
I mean, learn how to do it. I hope you're getting better at it, right?
Yeah,
if you had to do it more than once.
You know, like you clearly ditched out in high school when you're supposed to learn in driver's ed how to do the parallel parking. I mean, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do anything in high school.
Of course.
I learned how to do it.
Are you
not
good
that
at
hard.
It?
Yeah, I'm pretty good
Will
at it.
Will you do it,
actually,
if there's cars waiting for you? Because you have to sometimes.
Only if
sometimes
I have
you have to.
Yeah, there's some neighborhoods I go to
pick up my
drugs.
But then your palms start sweating.
I mean, yeah,
and you're
exactly,
like, oh, I need to hurry up because there's people waiting.
Yeah, but if I don't care, if someone gets pissed and I'm backing up, I don't care. You're like, if it's there, I could care less.
It doesn't bother you at all if they honk.
Care any? In fact, I might go a little slower.
Oh, you're a dick.
Might go a little slower.
You're such a dick.
And if it's just my first time and whatever, and this is clearly street parking,
meaning your first,
yeah, like
attempt?
As soon as I stop and I put on my turn signal that I'm gonna park here.
Right.
If you have a problem with that, you go to hell. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there are three cars behind you, still you go
I don't
to hell.
There's 50 cars behind you.
That bothers me.
Really?
Yeah.
I
there's
mean,
50 cars behind me. I'm thinking maybe I'll go park somewhere else.
I'm only talking on neighborhoods that I go to that I know it's almost impossible to find parking. Like you drive
okay,
past
so
it once.
Okay, so if you know that there's no other parking in this
only
particular,
then. Yes.
In my neighborhood there is a full parking lot
oh,
behind
yeah,
the
no,
store.
No. Yeah, where I'm
so
talking
you
about
can go there if you can't parallel park.
Right.
So
and
get your
you
ass
should.
Out of the way.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes. 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 Totally.
So we're on the same page here because I thought you were being super patient.
Nope.
About
no, yeah, to me, no, you're right. That's
backing in is what I thought you were. Backing
yeah.
in.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
I thought you
Why
were
you
being patient with.
No.
That's what you said yesterday.
I know, but I thought you were talking about parallel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know it was the...
So we're all agreed then.
Yeah.
Learn how to parallel park.
Yeah. Have a Molotov cocktail in the car just
no,
in case they go ahead
not...
and take forever to. No?
It's not ideal.
Oh, okay.
I no, but
was...
a BB gun or a taser, that's all good. Whatever you need
to get through the day. Get out of the way.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You've been keeping up with the news on
Yeah, I don't want
Ukraine.
To. Are you talking about, Ukraine and Mr. Putin?
Vladimir Putin ordering troops into two pro-Russian breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine.
Yeah.
So they're sort of invading Ukraine, but sort of not?
Kind of?
Say,
you know, it's funny because I saw a story on it and people said world leaders are shocked by Mr. Putin's action. I'm like, have you been paying attention to this guy?
Anyone that's shocked is an idiot.
Right.
This is the part that doesn't quite make sense, though. He claims that the Russian troops were sent into the region to act as
peacekeepers. Yeah. Which a few news organizations jumped on. Go, oh, he's just trying to help.
Right, sure.
That's nice.
He's a peacekeeping force.
He's a peacekeeper.
And then President Joe Biden unveiled these new sanctions against Moscow that includes banking, and some of their oligarchs can't get access to their money.
Not that I have any idea, but I can't imagine that really does much. Not that you can do much of anything else. What, are you going to drop a bomb on him?
I mean, they have also, they do have a bunch of other things where they're sending military aid to the Ukraine, and Germany's closing off a pipeline and all kinds of...
When Germany says, hey, that's
ways.
Not right.
Right.
You kind of go, huh?
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
But apparently President Putin is fine with what he's doing, and he's trying to help.
Sure,
he's trying to be a peacekeeper.
No, I believe
so
it.
So I thought maybe today you and I could do something helpful for a change.
Wow, okay. I don't
and
know.
And talk to President Vladimir Putin on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Whoa.
Hello? Hello, sir.
Kevin Sluggo, how are you doing today?
We're doing really well. How are you?
I'm great. I am so happy to be keeping peace in all of Ukraine. Everybody is peaceful now there.
Do you know that everyone in the world knows you're not keeping peace there?
That's crazy talking from you now. It's everything is good and peaceful, and everybody knows I am a man of peace. So everyone knows I'm going only for the best intentions to Ukraine.
I get the weird feeling, though, that some folks in Ukraine have said, just please go ahead and stay on your side of the border. You know, we've got the little border here.
Yes,
they've made that quite clear.
They love it. No, they love having us there.
They love it.
Helpful and peaceful, yes.
Well,
we come to them. We say, I claim Ukraine. We all claim for Ukraine.
And that makes them happy, does it?
Yes, it makes them happy with little rhyming things that we're doing.
Well, let's say that a few of them do decide they don't want you there. I mean, what if they start, you know, and God forbid, but fighting against what you're planning on doing? What's your plan then?
No, there's no fighting. It's only peaceful times now for us and them.
No, I mean, again...
It's planting season. We're going to plant some flowers, make it more beautiful, the place they live.
Well, that is nice.
But you have to bring tanks into their property to plant seeds?
Well, yes. How are you going to dig up the earth if you don't blow it up first, making nice soil? Then you put begonias, tulips, beautiful flowers of love and peace. Everybody's happy.
What about the fact that you have field hospitals set up on the border of Ukraine and you're stocking up blood? I mean, that seems...
Yes, it's not field hospitals. No, it's audition centers for Ukraine's Got Talent.
Why are you stocking up?
Next Ukraine Idol. Let's see, we're going to have auditions. I'm going to be like the Simon Cowell of the whole program. If I find you pitchy, dog, then I kill you. I'm kidding. It's all peaceful.
But you are storing blood there. What? Why?
Storing blood. Look, you got to put it someplace, right? So what are you going to do?
There you go.
You can't have it just laying around. It spoils. So you got to keep it refrigerated. Let's say you cut your finger. I lose so much blood. Oh, we'll give you some. We have blood to spare.
Are you finding that these sanctions that the entire world are levying against you and everybody there in Russia that's on board with us hurt?
This is awful things they are doing for us now. It's wrong for them to take oligarchs' money and for them to be freezing assets.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong. Freedom, mandates, honk my horn, don't wear a mask.
I don't have any idea what that meant.
Driving a truck now, I think.
Thank you for taking the time today. We appreciate it.
Hey, don't forget, I claim Ukraine, we all claim right. for Ukraine. Right. Right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were doing a phone topic, I don't know, a couple weeks ago about stuff you got stuck in your body.
Like you do.
And we had more calls than we could deal with, by the way.
Yeah, we were shocked
on that topic.
How much stuff you had stuck in your body.
And a woman decided that she wanted to, at the end of the phone call, shout out her husband. And this is how it went.
Can I wish my husband a happy anniversary? He should be on his way home from Santa Barbara at work.
Of course.
Yeah, what's his name?
Michael Jackson.
Now,
I got to hear that one more time because I enjoy it.
Can I wish my husband a happy anniversary? He should be on his way home from Santa Barbara at work.
Of course.
Yeah, what's his name?
Michael Jackson.
That would make life miserable, wouldn't it?
Right? That'd be like George Michael on Arrested Development. You don't want the name of a pop star.
I don't think you want the name of anyone famous because then if they do something...
And they will.
Bill Cosby comes to mind.
Right. My name was Bill Cosby for a long time.
If they do something that is embarrassing...
And they will.
Or they put out a sex tape or they... any number of things can happen where you're not going to be happy.
I mean, has there ever been a celebrity that hasn't been in trouble at one time or another at this point? I mean, I guess Jerry Seinfeld jumps to mind. Is he ever irritated?
I don't know.
So you can be called...
Sure, irritate people, but...
You can be named Jerry Seinfeld and be safe, but generally, eventually, no matter what your name is.
But if you have the name of a celebrity... Everybody asks you the follow-up question. Are you related?
Office Space.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. Michael Bolton. I celebrate his entire catalog.
So that's what we're looking for right now at 818-955-KLOS. You have the same name as somebody famous. It doesn't necessarily have to be a celebrity.
Yeah, or you have a friend that's had to suffer through this pain for so long, and what sort of things have happened to them.
Yeah, and what kind of questions do they always have to answer.
I'm the first person to think of asking this one.
Oh, man. People get so frustrated by that.
Yes, but they do.
If you know somebody who's named after a celebrity or you're named after a celebrity, 818-955-KLOS, how fun is that?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah. Especially if you're Michael Jackson. We want to hear.
Yes, for sure. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking to somebody who told us that her husband's name was...
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. And that made us think, that's got to be a nightmare.
That's got to be a total pain
Especially
in the butt.
Especially for somebody like Michael Jackson, who's, you know, had huge fame and also huge troubles.
Yep.
Like both. It must be a roller coaster to have their name.
I mean, can you imagine all the stupid questions? How's the monkey or whatever? Oh, how's the elephant man? Like, I'm just trying to get through my day. My name's Michael Jackson. Leave me alone.
So you have the name of someone famous? What's your name?
She can't talk. Hold on a second.
We're taking calls at 818-955-KLOS.
So what's your name?
Hi, my name is Nicole.
Nicole, what's your last name?
Brown. And my brother is named James Brown,
and my dad, God bless his soul, was Jerry Brown.
What?
Simpson died and Nicole Brown, and I used to live out there, and I'm actually a blonde, leak, you know.
Oh,
my
no.
Gosh. But when that happened, then people were stealing my mail, and so I had to become, a redhead.
Wow. Is that right? People stole your mail because what?
They your name thought... was Nicole Brown. Wow.
Yeah. I was a government worker, and I showed up late that day, and then oh, my God, you're all right. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
Yeah, because some people were saying, no, I got murdered, Nicole Brown Simpson. Yeah, that happened. And then, they came in the mail, and then they would look at me and go, and you have blonde hair, too? And I went, yeah, there it goes.
Yeah,
and
sure enough.
And then you said your brother's name was James Brown?
James Brown. He's a paramedic.
And he must be so tired of asking, hey, you feeling good?
He calls himself the godfather of EMS.
All right, good for him. Leaning into it. I like it.
Yeah,
well, Nicole Brown, we're glad to see you're okay, and thanks for checking in.
Right, take care.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
You have the name of someone famous. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about you happen to have the name of someone famous. Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. You have the name of someone famous?
No.
All right. But... thanks for calling.
Sure to call again soon.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I was calling about like having like a famous person's name.
Yes, what do you got?
Yeah, my name's Rudy Valentino.
Sweet.
You are a hell of a film star, sir. You woo the ladies.
I guess you could call me the new and improved Rudy Valentino.
All right, will do. We'll keep that in mind. I look forward to your next film.
Keep doing a great job, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Wow, I appreciate it, man. Thanks. Thanks, dude.
Nicole Brown didn't tell us that. KLOS, hello. What's your name?
Greg Allman.
Greg Allman!
Greg Allman's calling in. All right.
Nice. What have you guys been up to lately? Been a little quiet.
I've been a little dead. Sorry.
I've been dead. What kind of question do you get? What do people say to you? Always.
I got a lot of questions. How's Cher? After the battleship.
Wow.
Number of things along those lines.
I would have answered every one of them as if I was Greg Allman.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you actually like the music?
I love the music.
Oh, right on. Well, that's good. Right, that helps.
That helps, yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You have the name of someone famous?
Yes, sir. Rick James, bitch.
Woo!
Your name is Rick James, bitch, did you say?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
You say that?
Well, the DMV wouldn't let me put bitch, but Rick James. My friends would kill me if I didn't call in. I guarantee it. KLOS rocks.
Thank you. Dude, Rick James, thanks for calling, man. That's awesome.
That is crazy.
818-955-KLOS.
You are named after someone famous. We are talking about people who share the name with a celebrity. You have that?
Hey, Mr. Kevin, how are you today?
I am good, thank you.
And your magnificent sidekick, how are you today?
Hi, I'm Wunderbar.
I wish you weren't speaking like that.
I don't know what happened. It was an error.
You share the name of someone famous?
I do, and it's funny because neither one of us you go by our real name. Both of us go by nicknames.
Okay.
His nickname is The Edge, but we are both Dave Evans.
Ah, that's interesting.
Is that
right? So how long have you called yourself, or what do you call yourself then, your nickname?
I go by Woody.
Okay, I was like, are you going to call yourself The Edge as well? Hey, wait, are you on that afternoon show or that morning show or whatever, Woody?
No comment.
I'm guessing not, yeah.
Well, thank you for not doing that.
Love you guys. Thanks for your show.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Take care, man.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin, I wanted to say congratulations. You weren't fired on your anniversary.
Thank you.
We tried, man.
Thank you.
Do you ever talk to Tatitude?
I do occasionally, yes.
Oh, you do? Yeah. And you still talk to Lisa May?
Yep, all the time.
We love Lisa. We love Lisa to tiny little pieces.
I think she's going to be on next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
By any chance, is your name Lisa May as well? We're looking for people with the same name of famous people.
No, I got a famous last name of a race car driver, John Mack McComb.
Nice.
And every time I go to a car show, everybody thinks I'm his son, but I'm not.
Have you ever used it to your advantage?
Yeah,
be honest.
To get in places, of course.
No.
Oh, I got-
what?
No, no, dude. The guy's a monster. The greatest race car driver in the world.
He may not approve of it.
Hey, set up an Afro line.
Yeah, we do need to do that, actually.
We will try to come up with something like that.
Yeah.
Call it Kalos.
That's good. Dude, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Kalos, hello. Kalos, hello. By the way, did I ever tell you that I used Bono's real name all the time as a pseudonym?
Really?
No, so no one knew who it was.
Oh, really?
I would call people and say I was Paul Houston, and nobody recognizes that name as Bono's name.
Huh.
So I would just what I didn't want to be.
Okay. You ever call Island Records with that?
No, I did not. No.
Yeah, okay.
I did not. Sorry. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Sorry about that. You share the name with someone famous?
Yes, Dennis Wilson.
Dennis Wilson. Wow, what a bizarre life you must have.
Well, I'm not only the drummer for the Beach Boys, mm-hmm. but I'm also Mr. Wilson next door to Dennis the Menace.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Which one do you get more people referring to more?
Probably the Beach Boys, the drummer, because, his daughters, his kids were also babysat by the Manson family. So I get a lot of that backstory.
Wow. Yeah. Damn.
Listen, I don't know what that was like. I'm not related. I'm not him.
Right. Leave me alone. Are you a drummer?
I am not. I am an aerospace engineer.
Same?
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly the same, yeah.
I love the Beach Boys and my five kids. I have four daughters and a son. They all love the Beach Boys, too.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
You share the name of someone famous.
What's that like?
We're talking to people who share a name of someone famous. You have that situation?
Yes, I share a name with somebody famous, but it's not a very good one.
Okay, who is it?
Mark David Chapman, the one who shot John Lennon. My name's David Chapman.
Oh, that would suck.
That does suck, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, man, did you hate the Beatles, too? That kind of BS?
Only the ones that know me.
Okay.
But I had a girlfriend whose birthday was on December 8th, too, which is the day John Lennon was shot.
Right.
That's weird. Did you almost think, hey, wait a minute, we probably shouldn't get together. This is a bad omen.
Thought about that, but we went almost 7 years together.
Wow.
Did you name yourself David Chapman?
No, my dad and okay. my mom did.
Just checking.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
KLOS, hello.
You could just call me Mr. Corleone.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's a good name, dude.
Is your first name Michael?
No, unfortunately, I didn't get either Michael or Don. First name's Lou.
Lou, listen, though, did anybody ever the slightest bit in the back of their head think, I better do things right?
I better be careful around this guy because he's got connections?
I've actually been asked that question before. Are you connected? Are you a wise guy? No.
What do you mean no? You always say yes.
You always say yes.
When someone asks you for your God, you say yes.
But then you got to back it up.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Pull out a flamethrower.
Break some legs.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling, Don.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, guys.
Do you share the name of someone famous?
Yes, Tom Cruise.
Oh, wow. Wow. What kind of response do you get from other people?
When you say Tom Cruise?
It's always, hey, how are the movies coming along?
Really?
Tom Cruise is a great pickup line.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Of course.
Especially when you can prove it, when you can whip out your identification and prove it.
No, they never asked for it.
Really? God, man, no, people are so...
They just believe it. Yeah, right away.
So are you lying to us then?
Damn you, Tom.
You son of a bitch.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS
called today.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there. You share the name of someone famous?
Yeah, Seabiscuit. My ex-girlfriends used to say I was hung like a horse, so I figured I might as well change my name.
You're so funny. Thank you.
Liar. Liar. Prove it. No, I changed my mind.
Nope.
Prove it. I don't think they make a wide lens.
Nope.
Big enough.
Nope. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey!
Have you been following Hank the Tank?
Hank the Tank, the giant big bear? Giant bear.
An exceptionally large bear.
Very large, dude.
That's how the article is written. Exceptionally large bear. Has broken into at least 28 homes in California since July.
Yeah, dude's busy, man.
This is a bear that weighs 500 pounds.
Yeah, this is a big-ass black bear. And he doesn't have a little friend named Boo Boo either that goes around him. He's not cute. I mean, he's cute.
He's fat cute.
Yeah,
but you don't want a 500-pound bear in your house.
No, the last thing, you stumble out into the kitchen, someone hung over at 3 in the morning, and there's a 500-pound black bear going through your fridge.
Looking for food. That's literally what he's doing.
Yes.
He wants to eat.
Yes. And who can blame him?
and he basically destroys houses because he's 500 pounds.
Yeah.
So he'll walk through a fence and break a window out and somehow squeeze his fat little ass through the window and get in there and just eat everything there is in the house and then leave. Officials and local police have tried to stop the bear using... Do you have the...
Yes.
Audio?
Yes.
They call him Hank the Tank. This 500-pound black bear is known for breaking into dozens of homes in South Lake Tahoe and eating people's food.
This is what we call a severely habituated bear.
Severely habituated bear. There's people with too much on time on their hands.
Yeah, because they're trying to make it sound better than it is.
Call it a badass bear, man.
Which is?
Meaning this bear has lost all fear of people. And it is associating people with food.
Badass bear. That's what you call it.
Sure.
Yeah, bad news bear. I don't know.
Food sources.
Check out this social media post from the South Lake Tahoe Police Department on Friday. It says Hank broke into a secured home, managing to squeeze inside through a small window.
Damn it, Hank.
Officers banging on the outside of the home until Hank popped out a back door. The post says officers stayed in the area to make sure he left without damaging other houses.
Anytime you have a 500-pound wild animal breaking into people's homes while they're there is a... It's a potential danger to the public.
Sure. Why?
Thankfully,
why
nobody's been hurt.
Really?
Yeah. And but it's not a good situation.
He's not going into the houses to attack and eat people. He's going into the houses to raid the refrigerators. But like I said, a large bear rumbling around in a house with people in there.
Ma'am, I can't hear you over your bird.
Could end up bad for the people.
You need to go eat that bird.
Come on. Hank the Tank needs to get busy with the bird.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife and Bear League agree Hank needs to be taken off the streets. Mm-hmm. But how that'll happen, not clear.
Bear League?
I don't know what a Bear League is.
How do you get into the Bear League?
But it said the woman's name, and underneath it, it said Bear League.
The Chiron for her was
yes,
Bear League.
It was.
Huh.
I was like, I don't know what that is, but Hank the Tank is a free bear still.
Free bear.
They have tried to use paintballs, which it didn't care about.
Yeah.
They tried to use bean bags.
And it was like, whatever, man.
Whatever.
500 pounds.
500 pounds.
A badass bear.
They tried to use sirens. Didn't care. Tried to use tasers.
Wow.
Didn't make any difference
whatsoever.
I don't
want to get that close to a 500-pound bear and piss it off that way.
Right. Well, true. I would do it from a huge distance, but they're unable to stop it, and they're also unable to catch it.
Yeah.
So it's still on the loose.
Right. Right.
So we want to take some phone calls. We've done this one time before.
Because a year ago.
In Southern California, there are a lot of animals.
Yeah. Wild creatures.
Yes.
You know, I was amazed when I moved to Hollywood. I lived up in Beechwood Canyon. And the first couple of nights I was there, I thought there was like a riot going on up the street. It was just a bunch of coyotes freaking out.
Coyotes are everywhere.
Yeah, and they were really partying up in the hills. And then, like, you know, from then on, I saw deer up there in the Hollywood Hills. You know,
there's
like
mountain lions.
Yes, right there.
There are bears.
And they'll go into the house, man. You're just hanging out.
So that's what we're looking
Come
for
on in,
is...
Man.
You had a wild animal in your house.
Yeah, what did you do about it? How did you get that creature out of your house?
Maybe, yeah, because you would, if they're a wild animal, you don't want to attack.
No.
Mm-mm. If it's a raccoon, even, they're nasty little bastards.
With rat rabies and everything.
You're right.
Yeah, they'll bite you.
With those little hands.
I'll tear you to pieces.
I'm going to tear your face off.
Wait, are we talking to each other now?
No. So that's what we're looking for, is a wild animal was in your house.
Yes. What did you do about it?
And what did you do about it? Or did you come home and find just the place was destroyed?
Right. And then you eventually found out it was an animal.
But best case scenario.
Yeah.
Face to face.
Hello.
Mono E animal.
Wow.
What did you do? 818-955-KLOS.
Or as I like to call it, rest in pieces.
Rest in peace.
Local artiste Dorothy is who that is.
That's I love
a
that
damn
song.
Good song, rest in peace, yeah.
That is good. We were talking about wild animals that broke into your house. You have that story?
Hey, so this isn't a big animal.
All right.
But my wife and I finished watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And as I sit up in bed, I see... what I think is a giant rat run from underneath our bed, out the door, and down the hallway.
Blah. Okay, so what
actually,
was it?
So
then I had to figure out, A, if I was hallucinating, or B, if it was a rat. It was a rat. It was in my toddler's room.
Oh.
And so I took him out, put him in bed with my wife. And then I put on a pair of jeans.
You took the rat in bed with your wife?
Well, the rat knows what's up, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I put the toddler.
Oh, toddler. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, we were confused.
My bad.
I went in there, and it was mono a ratto. And my wife said it was about an hour's worth of yelling, cussing, and then silence. But only one of us left that room alive.
Is this the rat?
So it must have made a nice art project on the floor.
So you did kill it.
I did kill it.
I mean, it's a smaller animal than we were hoping for, but the fact that it took an hour.
Yeah, no, that's solid.
You were screaming and fighting.
Yeah, and left a little art project on the floor.
I love it.
Yeah.
It had a switchblade.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo, what's up?
What's happening?
We are talking about you had a wild animal in your house.
Yeah, this is a couple years ago. I'm like startled awake. I hear all this noise in front of my house. There's freaking news crews and fire trucks and police and everything. I'm like, what the hell is this all about? So I'm walking out to my car, and there's a big old huge bear standing right blocking my driveway. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Wow, so the bear showed up on your driveway, and the news already found out about before you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And I went to my car. News people came, stuck a camera right in my face. He said, hey, man, you know, did you see the bear? And I said, yeah, I saw the bear. Like,
what the? I'm late for work.
I'm late for work. I got to go.
But
anyway, they chased the bear into the backyard at my house, and they got the people there from the animal control or whatever, and they load him up into a truck in my backyard.
You're lucky it wasn't Hank the Tank Bear.
Yeah,
you just sit there and go, nope, you're not going to work today.
818-955-KLOS. I think we have a bear problem in this state. We wouldn't think in California.
You had a wild animal break into your house.
This hour is dedicated to Hank the Tank, the 500-pound bear.
It's a bear that is breaking into homes and eating food.
In Tahoe.
500-pound bear, Hank the Tank.
Hi, I'm a massive black bear. He'd eat all your stuff. What do you got for me?
Destroying fences and windows and just breaking in, and they can't figure out for the life of them how to get rid of it. So we're talking about a wild animal broke into your house.
A raccoon came in through my doggy door.
Oh, yeah, doggy doors are just an invitation to wildlife.
God, he was up on his back feet, like standing up trying to get the stuff off the table. I was freaking out.
Did he stare you down?
Yeah, he was just staring at me like, what are you going to feed me?
I had a raccoon behind my car in the driveway, and I couldn't back up to get to work one morning.
Oh, really?
And I looked at it, and I made noise, and I like kicked at it, and it was not impressed by me. It did not care at all.
I could take this guy.
And I found a giant 2x4 and threw it at him, and he was just like, missed.
So what? You missed.
So I got in my car, and I just started backing up slowly.
And then he finally took off.
Finally was like, I'm going to leave, but only because I want to.
Right on. Thanks for calling,
man. Those are nasty little bastards.
Yeah, they are. They don't care. They got two'd.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I remember having a rat in my house.
Nope. We already had one of those, thank you.
No more rats. Ratatouille.
KLOS, hello.
I got a possum and got loose in my house and start fighting with my cats and rip my whole bedroom apart.
Wow. What was that noise like? I mean, all that chaos must have been insane to hear.
You hear a bunch of cats screaming and another thing going.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
How long did you get it out of there?
I got him out of the house, but it took about 12 minutes or so, and there was chaos with the kids and the wife.
Oh, my God. Did anyone get scratched?
No, not really.
That's a shame. I mean, that's too bad.
Oh, that's okay.
I mean, that's great.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. Wild animal in your house?
Oh, yeah. Well, I picked up this chick from Riverside, brought her home.
Nope.
Oh, nope.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Seven and Cluggo, what's happening?
Exactly that.
You had a wild animal in your house?
I've had a bat land on my neck.
A bat landed on your neck?
Yes, sir. There were like five of us, and everybody's like trying to catch it, and it landed on my neck, and everybody looked at me, and I just wide-eyed looked at them, and everybody hit me.
They were looking for an excuse. It was a remote-controlled bat toy.
That's correct. They wanted to hit you in the worst way.
Yeah, that's awful of them.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I had a canary right in a cage. And it was by the back door. And one day I came home and I didn't hear the canary singing, right? So I was wondering what happened. So I walked downstairs towards the back door, and inside the cage, instead of a canary, it was a huge garter snake.
A what?
A garter snake?
Oh. Was in the cage?
In the cage. So what happened was, from the outside, I live in a wooded area.
Right.
I have a sliding glass door that was open. So it came through the screen, went up the chair where the stand is, went, I guess it squeezed through the cage, and it swallowed the canary.
And had a lunch.
But he could not get back out because now he had a lump in his stomach.
That's funny. That serves him right.
Oh, I think he did you a favor, because canaries suck.
How dare you, sir. Thanks for calling, man. I hope you took a flamethrower to it. You got an animal in your house. 818.
A wild animal, though. Let's get bigger.
5-5.
Let's think bigger.
Plus.
Canary got eaten by a snake.
Well, that's kind of weird.
5-5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
What We Learned, teach.
We learned that Hank the Tank is a 500-pound bear near Lake Tahoe and is breaking into people's houses and eating their food.
And we love him for that.
They tried paintball, lasers, and tasers.
And silly noises, sirens, and what have you.
And the giant bear just don't care.
He like it. Whatever, doesn't matter. Man. He's still my loose, kind of bear.
Still loose, will not be captured. We talked to Vladimir Putin about what's going on in the Ukraine, and he told us that he's just trying to help.
Yeah, he's a peacekeeper.
So that's cool.
Yeah, thanks, Vlad.
Vlad?
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Vladimir? Sure. People need to learn to parallel park because other people in Southern California exist.
Just go ahead and, you know, practice a little. Correct. Do a little practicing. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful Kitty of Oz. I've got a lot of practice doing that.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1976 when AC/DC shot the video for It's a Long Way to the Top, If You Want to Rock and Roll. It was for an Australian music television program originally called Countdown. The Eagles won Record of the Year on this day in rock in 1978 at the Grammys for Hotel California, while the best pop vocal performance went to the Bee Gees for How Deep Is Your Love. It was on this day in rock in 1992 when Anthrax appeared on that episode of Married with Children, My Dinner with Anthrax.